On July 1st, William Bill Schildbach will take the helm of Nome Public Schools after current superintendent Sean Arnold heads to Valdez to become that city's superintendent. You may not know much about Schildbach, who's currently the principal of Mount Spur Elementary School in Anchorage, so today we'll hear from the incoming superintendent about his education philosophy and goals for Nome Public Schools. I'm Gabe Colombo. Stay with me. Bill Schildbach isn't new to Western Alaska. He spent 3 years as Director of Assessment for the Northwest Arctic Borough School District, or NABSD. But after his recent visit to Nome...
Had I known that Nome was the way it was, I might not have gone to Kotzebue and come here. I just think it's a really positive place, and I think you got a lot of really good things going on here and need to keep moving forward with them.
Schildbach is a calm man in his late 50s. He grew up in Oregon and received 3 bachelor's degrees from Oregon State University in the 1980s. After receiving his master's in educational administration in 2001 from Portland State University, he headed north to Alaska, serving as principal of the Monick School for 5 years.
We were actually under intervention from the state at that time because of our school performance, and we worked really hard in providing training to our staff and making sure that our students were being successful.
The Northwest Arctic Borough School District was also under intervention when he moved to Kotzebue.
The key part of that was that I was able at that time as being Director of Assessment to actually sit down, crunch numbers, go across the parking lot, talk to the folks in the school, understand what the processes were that the district was using, and then went back to the state with a plan that we developed to get us out of intervention at that time, which we were successful at.
As for the people of Western Alaska, Schildbach says engaging with the Alaska Native community and its culture is an essential part of running Nome Public Schools.
Everybody has a place at the table. I don't think it's right that things have happened in history that have made it difficult for anyone. And I think that that's something we need to address and bring out in the open, not necessarily to point fingers, but to heal.
He says he sees the Inupiaq values as the foundation of Nome's education system.
That piece also provides students a real good baseline of who they are and what they know and where they come from. And I think having that sense of balance, I think it really helps with your testing. I think that also allows kids to go, okay, I can value myself. I know what's going on in here and I can do things.
He believes continuing Superintendent Arnold's focus on social-emotional learning in the classroom can help boost student achievement. Schildbach also emphasizes that in a K-12 curriculum, no student goes in a perfectly straight line, and flexibility is key.
Things are going to change with what you write today is not necessarily going to be the same skills that the students will have to know in 12 years. I think a lot of times when people my age look at education, it's like, well, that's the way I did it, and that's how we're supposed to do it. Whereas I think there's a lot of different paths and a lot of different options and a lot of different training that students will need to be successful in the future.
Options and trainings like project-based learning focused on science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM.
You take students that have certain strengths and you put them all together and they can make something magical happen, because somebody who's good at math, somebody who can read better, somebody who's an artist, somebody who's just a better planner, you know, it's always that kid that couldn't do anything curricular, but boy, could they plan stuff out and be the leader in the group. You know, some of those skills they would use for evil, they would use for good in the project-based learning.
Schildbach floats the idea of using this format to teach English and social studies in the context of science and help kids make interdisciplinary connections. At the public forum for the superintendent finalists back in April, Schildbach was the quietest candidate during an informal meet and greet. But Nome Board of Education Vice President Jennifer Reeder says the board received a lot of positive feedback from district staff and students.
They felt comfortable with him. They felt like he was listening and they felt valued for some reason when they were interacting with him. And that came through on all of the public comment packets that we received. So that was good to hear, because we felt the same way, but hearing it from other people, you know, in different periods of throughout the days that he was here was really helpful to hear.
Schildbach says when it comes to his management style, listening to and valuing his staff are key.
Everybody brings something to the table and everybody has a skill set, and people see things that I don't always see, and they'll have perspectives on things I don't always have a perspective on. I'm there to help facilitate people to do their best work and basically to get out of their way and figure out where we're going to get the money so they can go ahead and be successful.
Finding the money will be one of the big challenges for Schildbach. The district has faced severe budget crunches over the past several years and has cut over a dozen staff positions in the last 4 years. Schildbach says he wants to focus on the revenue side of the equation.
Unfortunately, with schools, it's not like you can import children in order to make things work for you. But I think that maybe there are some ways to take a look at trying to do that in the technology world that we have right now. And I think there are, you know, some exciting things coming down the road.
Correspondence school and learning online are two things he says could work. Those models have been criticized nationally for prioritizing profit and leaving behind the students who need the most help. The New York Times reported that, quote, online courses sometimes give students an easy passing grade without teaching them very much, end quote. Then again, studies have shown that online learning can be especially helpful in rural districts like Nome that have fewer specialized course offerings and where the challenges of geography are greater. Schildbach says he's open to hearing feedback about all aspects of the district and wants to give both teachers and students latitude to try things and fail.
If that is allowed, is probably one of the most powerful things you can ever do. It also works really well at making sure that children develop resiliency. They also learn, you know, I can stick with it. I can figure out how to do this, and that you keep trying, not just, it didn't work this time, I'm going to give up and walk off.
Schildbach says he's been resilient in looking for a superintendency and that he feels like Nome is finally the right fit for him and his family.
We thought we were familiar with what was going on here in the schools, but we didn't have the people component. You can't read that on the internet. So having the experience of adding the people to the whole thing, it just makes this experience so much better and so much richer. And I think that it's just a really, really great place to be. And I think I can really add a lot of positive things to this place.
Board Vice President Reeder says the board thinks so, too. They had been up in the air about whether to hire someone as an interim or permanent superintendent, but they ended up offering Schildbach a 2-year contract.
I know we all left the room feeling very confident that we had chosen somebody that we all felt comfortable with and not just a few of us. It was truly a group effort.
As for Schildbach's overall impressions of the district,
I've never seen so many happy people in a school in my entire life.
And come July 1st, he'll get to start figuring out whether the realities of the job live up to that impression. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Gabe Colombo.